I'm going to record it so that I can keep it and also share it with those who may not be able to make this call. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I set forth this prayer over your people, everyone on this line, every family that's represented, Lord God, every territory. These are territory leaders on this phone, oh God. So every territory that is represented by the listeners of this call, oh God, I speak over them now. I prophesy over them now the 91st Psalm in Jesus' name. I decree and declare they dwell in the secret place of the Most High. You do remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, and no foe can withstand the power of the Lord that is in your life. You say of the Lord, He is your refuge, He is your fortress, He is your God. You do lean and rely on Him and confidently trust in Him, decreeing and declaring that He will never leave you or forsake you, no, never. For He delivers you from the snare of the fowler. Yes, you will have a snare come, but you will be delivered from the snare of the fowler. And the deadly pestilence that's in this earth, you are delivered in the name of Jesus. He covers you with His pinions, and under His wings you trust. You find your refuge under the wings of the Lord. Don't go to man. You do not need man for a covering. You are covered by the Lord in the name of Jesus. His truth and His faithfulness, that's your shield and your buckler. You are not defenseless in Jesus' name. You have a shield and a buckler. Those are war instruments. Glory to God. One is for fighting and one is for defense. He kind of Sunday, but He is both to you. His truth and His faithfulness are those things to you. Rest in His truth and His faithfulness in Jesus' name. You will not be afraid. I bind the spirit of fear over you in the name of Jesus. I snatch down every fearful place in your life, every hidden fear from your childhood. I uproot it now in the name of Jesus, and I forbid it from operating in your life in Jesus' name. Your faith will flow like a flood in Jesus' name. You will not be afraid of terror in the night. You will not be afraid of arrows and plots and slanders of the wicked one by day. You will not fear anything in Jesus' name. You are fearless, glory to God, hallelujah. You will not have any fear of pestilence that stalks in the darkness. This darkness is this dark world, and all of this pestilence in this dark world. Don't you fear that. You can't die from that because you are covered by the blood of Jesus. Glory to God, hallelujah. You will not fear destruction or sudden death or surprise. There's no surprises in death to you. Glory to God, hallelujah. The surprise is that it's been taken. The sting of death has been taken. The only one surprised is the devil, because you won't fall for his tricks anymore. Glory to God, hallelujah. You will not, hallelujah, be taken by any of the surprises or the disasters that lay waste at noonday. That means in the middle of anything that's happening, noonday causes you to be in the brightest light. So in the middle of the brightest, most wonderful time, the enemy will not be able to snatch anything from you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but God has guaranteed you that it will not come near you. So don't you be distracted when things are exploding all around you. You don't have to turn your vision any way but other than to the Lord Christ Jesus. Don't change your focus. Don't change your focus. I say don't change your focus. Things are exploding all around you. That's because we're in the last days. Don't let that bother you at all. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Be mindful of the fact that you have already been redeemed from all that's going on around you. The days are getting worse and worse. Know that. Don't be surprised by that. Read the Bible. Study the Word. Know what times you're in Jesus' name. I decree and declare you will operate under the anointing of the sons of Issachar. You will know your times and seasons, and you won't just know them like you know knowledge, but you will be intimately acquainted with them in a yada. Yada being the Hebrew word that means to know in an intimate way. You will intimately know your times and seasons so that you can cooperate with the plan of God for your life and for your territory. In Jesus' name, glory to God, hallelujah. None of these things that fall at your side shall come near you. Only as a spectator will you see the things that are happening to the wicked. Only as a spectator. Don't go down there in the middle of that. You're not part of that. You're a spectator. You're there to witness it and to speak on it as God leads you. You are inaccessible. You are in a secret place of the Most High. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't care how close the bullets get to you. They cannot touch you in Jesus' name. You have made the Lord your refuge. And because you have made the Lord your refuge, the Most High is your dwelling place. Make this understanding. The Most High is your dwelling place. You are in a secret place. Get that in your spirit. Understand that for these last days, you are in a high place. It is inaccessible by the enemy. I don't care what he says to you. I don't care how he taunts you. He cannot touch you in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, because you have made the Lord your refuge and your Most High dwelling. There shall be no evil that can befall you. No plague, no calamity can come near your tent. Your family is protected. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Speak life over your children. Speak life over your spouses. Speak life over your family members in Jesus' name. It cannot come near your tent unless you speak it. Refuse to speak the problem. Speak the word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For the Lord your God has given his angels a special charge over you. What is the charge? Is they're going to keep you. They're going to defend you. They're going to accompany you. That means they're with you even in the time that you think no one is with you. The angels of the Lord are with you. Call on them. Speak to them. Give them something to do. They're there to defend you. They're there to preserve you in all your ways of obedience. Read this scripture. This is Psalm 91:11. These are all your ways of obedience and service. That's why the enemy wants you to be disobedient, because the minute that you are, the angels cannot protect you. You stay obedient to the word of God. I don't care how you feel. You tell your flesh to shut up and sit down so that you can be protected all the way through your journey in Jesus' name. But when you do, they will bear you up in the palm of their hands. And you won't even dash your foot against the stone. You won't even know when trouble comes. The Bible says you won't even know when there's a famine. You won't even know when there's a drought. Because your roots are in the water, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You will tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent. You will trample underfoot. You have been given power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means harm you, but you have the power. Anyone that I'm talking to on this line, if you are still praying, asking God to do these things, you have been given power and authority. Take your authority in Jesus' name. The scripture that I just quoted is Luke 10:19. Glory to God. Back to Psalms. Because you have set your love upon me, saith the Lord, I will deliver you. I will set you on high because you know and understand my name. That means you're going to have to get to know God at a level that you've never known before. Hallelujah. A greater devil decrees a greater level in the Lord. Hallelujah. You're going to have to bring yourself closer to the Lord. Hallelujah. Get in your Bible. Get in your prayer. Begin to decree things on a more regular basis. You must know a personal God. Hallelujah. Not the God you heard about, but the God you know. A man of God spoke the other day, and he said it correctly. You got to move from him just being Savior and Lord to him being Abba. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But he says that as you become personally acquainted with me and my mercy, get to know my love and kindness and know and rely and trust on me that I will never leave you, never forsake you. No, never. The Lord your God will never leave you nor forsake you. No, never. That is a promise. He is a covenant-keeping God, and the sun will fall down from the sky before your God leaves you. Glory to God if you will stay in obedience. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that as your people on this line and all of their territory, as they call upon you, you said you will answer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You will be with them in trouble. You will deliver them, and you will honor them. Your honor cometh from the Lord. Those of you who are on this line, you are feeling dishonored maybe in some of the places and things that you are doing. You are honored by the Lord. Don't you dare look to man for honor. He cannot honor you. He does not know you. But your God has promised that he will honor you. to God, hallelujah, and it doesn't look like honor in the world. Oh, no, God's going to raise you up in such a way that everyone will know he did it. But you stay in your place in Jesus' name. Stay in your place of faith. Refuse to be disobedient. Stay in the most high place. Stay in the secret place, glory to God, hallelujah. And now you have been promised that with long life, glory to God, will you be satisfied? Anybody on this line who thinks that you're going to die at 70 and 75 and 80, that's only if you want to. You have been given 120 years. Take it in Jesus' name. If you get to 117 and you decide you don't want to live, then just tell God you're ready to go home. But don't you let the devil take 35 years off of your life because of some foolish, carnal thing that people say. You have 120 years and renew your mind to that because God has need of you on this earth. If the Lord tarries, then we need you here. We need every soldier in his face in Jesus' name. So don't you dare leave here early. We have need of you in the body of Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. God said he will give you long life and show you his great and mighty salvation. That's more than just the salvation you received when you were born again. Salvation is an ongoing process. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The salvation of every day God has promised you. There is a new salvation in everything he brings you to. Every level that he tells you to strive for, there's a salvation in that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He will continue to show you that salvation. You are his beloved. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Walk uprightly before him in Jesus' name. Make sure you're walking in holiness in Jesus' name. Refuse to be anything other than godly in the spaces that you walk in. Decree and declare a thing. Make the people around you know that God is still real. Hallelujah. And he is yet changing people's hearts. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let the people know, hallelujah, the name of Jesus, that the living God lives within you. Glory to God. You don't have to be moved by situations and circumstances, but you determine, glory to God, the atmosphere around you. And watch the people that are denying God. They can't deny what they're seeing. They're looking for something. They need a sign and a wonder. That's you. Glory to God. You're praying for signs and wonders. Look in the mirror. God has already given your jurisdiction a sign and a wonder, and it's got your name on it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You are the sign. You are the wonder for your territory. Now go out and do the things that God has for you to do in excellence without even anything in your heart of any malice or discontent or hatred or jealousy or unforgiveness. Let it go. Let it go. It will do nothing but destroy the anointing which you must have to move forward. I have blessed you and I've given you Psalm 91 as a blessing because God wants you to be undergirded with strength as you move into your new level, as you decide within your heart to be all that he has called you to be. Be undergirded, glory to God, hallelujah, and be aware of who you are, glory to God, hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this time together of prayer. We thank you for you have brought us to a new understanding of the strength and the power that lies within us now. We refuse to be anything other than that which you have called us to be. We are children of the Most High God. We are the answer that the world is waiting for. And now we stand ready to answer the world's problems by giving them you through us. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.